The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to St. John. Jesus came to a town of Samaria called Sychar, near the plot of land which Jacob had given to his son Joseph. Jacob's well was there. Jesus, tired from his journey, sat down there at the well. It was about noon. A woman of Samaria came to draw water, and Jesus said to her, "Give me a drink." His disciples had gone into the town to buy food. The Samaritan woman said to him, "How can you, a Jew, ask me, a Samaritan woman, for a drink? For the Jews use nothing in common with Samaritans." Jesus answered and said to her, "If only you knew the gift of God and who is saying to you, 'Give me a drink,' you would have asked him and he would have given you living water."
Give us living water.
The woman said to him, "Sir, you do not even have a bucket, and the cistern is deep. Where then can you get this living water? Are you greater than our father Jacob, who gave us this cistern and drank from it himself, with his children and his flocks?" Jesus answered and said to her, "Everyone who drinks this water will be thirsty again. But whoever drinks the water I shall give will never thirst. The water I shall give will become in him a spring of water welling up to eternal life." The woman said to him, "Sir, give me this water so that I may not be thirsty or have to keep coming here to draw water."
Jesus said to her, "Go, call your husband and come back." The woman answered and said to him, "I do not have a husband." Jesus answered her, "You are right in saying, 'I do not have a husband,' for you have had five husbands, and the one you have now is not your husband. What you have said is true." The woman said to him, "Sir, I can see you are a prophet. Our ancestors worshipped on this mountain, but you people say that the place to worship is in Jerusalem." Jesus said to her, "Believe me, woman, the hour is coming when you will worship the Father neither on this mountain nor in Jerusalem. You people worship what you do not understand. We worship what we understand, because salvation is from the Jews. But the hour is coming and is now here when true worshipers will worship the Father in spirit and truth. And indeed, the Father seeks such people to worship him. God is spirit, and those who worship him must worship in spirit and truth."
Give us living water. Give us living water. Give us living water. Give us living water.
said to him, I know that the Messiah is coming, the one called the Christ. When he comes, he will tell us everything. Jesus said to her, I am he, the one speaking with you. At that moment, his disciples returned and were amazed that he was talking with a woman. But still, no one said, What are you looking for? Or, Why are you talking with her? The woman left her water jar and went into the town and said to the people, Come, see a man who told me everything I have done. Could he possibly be the Christ? They went out from the town and came to him. Meanwhile, the disciples urged him, Rabbi, eat. But he said to them, I have food to eat of which you do not know. So the disciples said to one another, Could someone have brought him something to eat? Jesus said to them, My food is to do the will of the one who sent me and to finish his work. Do you not say, In 4 months the harvest will be here? I tell you, look up and see the fields ripe for the harvest. The reaper is already receiving payment and gathering crops for eternal life, so that the sower and reaper can rejoice together. For here the saying is verified that one sows and another reaps. I sent you to reap what you have not worked for. Others have done the work, and you are sharing the fruits of their work.
Give us living water.
Many of the Samaritans of that town began to believe in him because of the word of the woman who testified, He told me everything I have done. When the Samaritans came to him, they invited him to stay with them, and he stayed there 2 days. Many more began to believe in him because of his word, and they said to the woman, We no longer believe because of your word, for we have heard for ourselves, and we know that this is truly the Savior of the world. The Gospel of the Lord. We have heard this story of the Samaritan woman at the well many times. So as we reflect about her story, that she is there at the well, Jesus is asking for a drink, and she is confronting Jesus, saying that she is a Samaritan, Jesus is a Jew, and so it is not the right way, right thing to ask water from me and I give you water. But then Jesus is telling her, if you knew who I am, you would be asking for the right water, the life-giving water. And then as the story goes on, we see that Jesus is opening her life, her heart, to see where does she stand and what kind of thirst she should have. Remember Saint Augustine, who said, My soul is in unrest until I find rest in you, O Lord. In every human being, there is this longing, this thirst to find God and to rest in Him. But as Jesus is telling to this woman, there are some kind of things that we need to put in order. Certain kinds of things that we may have to set aside, to leave behind. Jesus is saying to the woman, go and call your husband. When she doesn't have a husband, he says, of course, you don't have now, you had five. Now the one with whom you live is not your husband. So if we reflect, all of us can have these kinds of different kinds of 5+1 husbands. Different kinds. Last week, our catechumens, the elect, had their retreat, and they were asked, as the woman left her jar at the well and left, what kind of things you have to leave behind? And what kind of water are you thirsting for? They said these things. They said the things that are thirsting for: acceptance, love, patience, forgiveness, a healthy family, faith, confidence, comfort to turn my fears and insecurities over to God, confidence, peace and understanding, and God's power and influence in their life. She went on like that. And then they said the things that they need to leave behind: anger, hatred, impatience, selfishness, fear, doubts, self-righteousness, insecurity, desire for worldly approval. Some of them said their past and old self, resentments, their ego, self-centeredness, negative thoughts, putting me before God. Again, it went on like that. And if we really reflect, as they think, they reflected, this is the same things perhaps all of us may have. We need to leave behind certain things. And then we need to focus on what we are called for, or what we have promised at our baptisms, in order to be filled with Jesus. And once she got converted, we see, like the real disciple, goes back to her village and call all these people like a real evangelizer, and all of them experiences God. The latest story for today, as I was just watching the TV in the morning, yesterday, somebody, these days are the days of, there are a lot of internet bullying going on. So, somebody put 2 pictures of a man bullying him about his dancing. He's a little chubby man, and may not be proper way of dancing. So somebody put 2 pictures. One is a kind of little awkward posture of his dancing, and then people laughed at him, it seems. So then he became very sad. So another picture, he's put down his head and leaving. So then another girl, actually from Los Angeles, Cassandra Fairbanks, her name, she and her friends, almost 1,700 other women, they got so sad seeing these 2 pictures and this posting. So they immediately made an account on Twitter, and they posted saying that, find out who this man was, or find out who posted this posting. And they got instantly so many replies, and within 24 hours they found out this man was Sean from England. And then what they did, you know? They wanted to lift his spirit, so they immediately arranged for a party for him, where in Los Angeles. And this man is coming from England to Los Angeles. And seeing that all this going on as a kind of viral, there are now many people, even celebrities, like Pharrell Williams and so many people, are saying that we are going to join you. Sometimes we are like both. On the one hand, we can be so rude. You know, so rude, taking away the spirit of life. And then we can also be like the Samaritan woman, hide behind. But the real call is like Jesus, as these women trying to reach out to lift the spirit for our own spirit and the spirit of others. The season of Lent is a time calling us to reflect about our own life and to make real transformation, real change, real renewal, to be the true disciple of Christ, both for us and the true evangelists, as the Samaritan woman turned out to be, and these 1,700 plus, now it is said within 24 hours, some 7,000 people have responded to that. We can be true evangelists in a little way, but touching many, many lives. Let us be those evangelists during the season of Lent. Let's pray.